Hello, and welcome to Cursed Content Club. Eek, eek, ook, ook. It is Donkey Kong month, so myself and my co-hosts, which are, as always, Dan and Bob Video Games, the Gigaboots.com.
I would like to know if we were monkeys, I would be one of the cute ones from Super Monkey Ball.
Good to know.
And KZ Excellent from KZExcellent.com.
I had an intro bit where I was going to read a quote from this film, and one of them just punched me in the mouth, so never mind.
It's good you didn't spoil the fact that here in Donkey Kong month, we are watching The King of Kong. What the fuck is the subtitle, Dan?
A fistful of quarters.
Oh.
As the tagline is, don't get chumpetized.
The King of Kong, the documentary about, you know, the battle at the Twin Galaxies arcade for the world record of Donkey Kong.
Yes, the very real, true-to-life documentary about said event.
Exactly. Apropos of nothing, I now have to read several paragraphs of a Wikipedia page.
You do?
Yes. this is me reading, as is written, the Billy Mitchell, /gamer, /, Wikipedia page. I do not make any claims the thing I am about to read are true, factual, or have any validity in reality. I am merely reading what exists on his Wikipedia page as it is written.
I like hot sauce.
Okay, that's cool. I like browsing the internet.
In 2015, Billy Mitchell filed a lawsuit against Cartoon Network, saying that in regular show, a character who cheats at video games called Gary Bobby Ferguson, who, by the way, this is not on the Wikipedia page, this is from me, looks exactly like Billy Mitchell, but as a giant floating head.
Weird.
Infringed on his likeness. The United States District Court for the District of New Jersey, Judge Annalise Thompson, threw out the lawsuit, saying the television character does not match the plaintiff in appearance. Her literal read was, you are not a giant floating head, so that did not infringe on your likeness.
I believe in that cartoon, they scream no and explode into green goo.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, and since he had never done that, his case was found fraudulent.
Tragic.
On April 12th, 2018, Twin Galaxies announced that an investigation conducted into Mitchell's submitted scores found conclusive evidence that Mitchell used an emulator for the footage of two his high scores. Twin Galaxy removed all of Mitchell's scores from their records and prohibited him from submitting scores in the future. Subsequently, Guinness World Records released a statement that it would remove Mitchell's scores. The Guinness World Record titles related to Mr. Mitchell's highest scores on Donkey Kong have all been disqualified due to Twin Galaxies being our source of verification for these achievements. End quote. The removal also includes Mitchell's Pac-Man high scores and the first recorded perfect game. Quote, Twin Galaxies was the original source of verification for these record titles, and in line with their decision to remove all of Mr. Mitchell's record from their system, we have disqualified Mr. Mitchell as the holder of these two records.
Oh, man, Phil, this is really tragic. Are you meaning to tell me that there's a distinct possibility we're about to watch a documentary sucking the dick of a man who maybe didn't earn it?
Yes.
That's going to be...
Allegedly.
Comical. Where can people watch said documentary with us?
You can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcasts. For as little as $5 a month, you can get a commentary track for the King of Kong and watch it with us, as well as many other benefits, such as Cursed Content by Committee, our user-voted Patreon-exclusive Cursed Content show, which also comes with a commentary, early access to both our anime podcasts, Mondo Cool, where we review the Dragon Ball movies, all of them, yes, even that one, and Chugging Bleach, where we watch all of Bleach and talk about it until we die. And if you like Armchair Devs, you get to actually hear what we would have pitched if we weren't stabbing each other.
If we lived in a fair world.
That's patreon.com/GBpodcasts.
Yes, that would be great if you could join us for that. Which means, Billy, you may have to pay $5 to get even more mad.
Do we have anything else to say about this before we go watch it?
No, I'm very excited to watch this documentary that's very true to life and not suspicious in any way.
I'm very excited to see this with the context, because when I first watched it, my impression was Billy Mitchell sucks. I like this other guy. Now that you've given us this information, this might be the funniest thing in the world.
And, well, if, since everybody's done, I'm going to pull up this disclaimer for the commentary. Hit the music, Dan. Dun, 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 dun. And we're back. The King of Kong is a 2007 farce about Donkey Kong. In this documentary, Steve Wiebe is incredibly likable. Meanwhile, Billy Mitchell is a redacted satire parody in actionable satire, satire parody, satire in actionable, suspendable in actionable satire. This movie is pathetic and farcical with the knowledge of what happened after. So, Dan, what did you think of The King of Kong?
The King of Kong is a delightful revisit. I think even more insightful on second viewing than on first. I think watching how fake everything is with the knowledge of modern day is a delight. And I can see why it was popular in its time, you know, back in 2007. But it just comes off as kind of laughable in 2020. As such, I'm going to have to give this, documentary a -2 out of -5. It's not that bad. It's pretty fucking cursed in how boring it is and how unlikable it is and how incredibly bullshit it is. But, you know, -2, you know, you could do way worse in the world of video game documentaries, I feel.
Easy.
This was incredibly boring, and which is very disappointing to me, because I remember thinking it was at least okay while Billy Mitchell's portrayed as very unlikable in every way possible. It was only strengthened by what we've learned in the current day, so it avoids an even worse score for me. So I'm just going to give it a -3. He is quite devious.
Yes, as our protagonist said.
Bob,
this is surprisingly incriminating. I did not expect to go in to watch this and it itself show how much of a hack Billy Mitchell was. I thought that was all the stuff around it that came out, that this was this thing propping him up.
Bob expected to see a real show off.
Yes. it was really boring, a bunch of lies. But it wasn't
There's nothing.
It wasn't incredibly painful to watch, though. I'm only going to give it a -1.
Okay, that's understandable. That's where I was floating.
If this was just like a kind of boring documentary, I'd probably give it like a 0. But it becomes so farcical with the knowledge of what happens after.
Yeah.
Like, knowing how this story ends, it becomes a -2.
Yeah. That's accurate, man. It really is a -2.
Now it's time to go on to our segments, and we have a special rule for this episode only of Cursed Content Club. Normally, we all have to pick different things, and, you know, therein lies the drama. We steal what the other person might pick, and... Mm-hmm. If the movie's really bad, we become desperate to grasp onto anything. but for this episode of Cursed Content Club, for most and least likable characters, we're allowed to pick the same one.
I forgot about this plan.
I forgot about it too. We're also changing the order up a little bit. We're starting with the worst character. Dan, who is the worst character in The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters?
You know, there are many contenders. There are various moments where people play the heel and various other moments where people are naturally the heel. I'm going to go ahead and say Billy Mitchell is the least likable person in this movie. He comes off as total garbage, which only shows how good he is at playing it up for this documentary. I'm going to have to say Billy Mitchell is really, really insufferable in this documentary, which clearly was something he was aiming for and something the director of the documentary steered him towards doing. There's no way the real life Billy Mitchell is this dislikable, but the Billy Mitchell in this documentary is a piece of human garbage. So I'm going to have to say that Billy Mitchell is the least favorite character.
KZ, your turn.
I'm going to have to pick the person that, as quoted, ensures the future of all video games as a hobby, Billy Mitchell.
Why is that, KZ?
He's good for Twin Galaxies. He's good for video gaming as a hobby.
God. If you love video games, you love Billy Mitchell.
If you like video games, you love Billy Mitchell, and you love his hot sauce.
I hope so.
And his restaurant.
I hope so.
And his hair.
No, never.
Bob.
You know, I'm really... The answer is obviously Billy Mitchell. He's just awful. But I want to highlight also his friend who verifies all of his fake scores. Because he is also a piece of trash.
Walter? Like,
you mean in the movie?
Yes. The movie version of this character that's not a human. Yeah, definitely that.
Oh, that guy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one who's in his chicken restaurant, and then Steve Wiebe comes in and gives Billy Mitchell a call being like, don't come here. You don't want to be around Wiebe.
You don't want to be around this other guy who plays Donkey Kong. That would be dangerous.
Well, I really have to say, yeah, it's Billy Mitchell. It really can't be anybody else. Like, he's just... And considering his behavior over the past 2 years since the unfortunateness happened to him, I don't think he was playing anything up for this documentary. I think he's just an asshole.
Yeah, it's hard to... I originally, upon viewing this, thought he was hamming it up. I'm not so sure anymore.
He's just like that. God, imagine fucking having to interact with him on a day-to-day basis. Okay, best character time. We're going to go with best character. Bob, start us off. Who's the best character?
Obviously, the woman who played Q-Bert. It immediately called Billy Mitchell out on being a fake.
Yes, Q-Bert Grandma's really good.
He's devious.
Very good.
He's very good at making things work out to his own end. Quote, he's devious.
Yes.
knock the fucking wind out.
She went right for the throat.
The best part is she wasn't even doing it to be mean.
Yeah.
I think she was doing it a little bit to be mean. I think she was doing it like, I know I can tell something. I'm gonna say it and they'll think I'm just a charming old woman. Dan,
can we choose the same best character? Please. don't make me choose Steve Wiebe, who's probably in on it too.
No, don't you dare accuse Steve Wiebe.
What would Steve Wiebe be in on?
The documentary and how they threw out the third guy's score, allegedly.
And then allegedly break into his house.
I haven't been able to find anything about this third person that you keep.
This alleged third person, yeah, no.
But sure, we can do the same rule for best character.
That grandma's a badass. I love her. She's so good. She's the best. She's like, here's a devious one. He always gets his way. That's him.
Q-Bert.
I say 10 words on screen and 7 of them are slamming Billy Mitchell.
Rest in power. You know what? I'm going to go with Steve Wiebe as much as they almost make him unlikable by trying to make him too likable.
Yeah.
It's like they really pile on us. Like, he cries all the time and he's sensitive. And he's awkward.
He's got a family.
Kids.
Yeah.
And here's his brother bad-mouthing him, kind of, about what a little bitch he is.
He cries all the time.
And he's so honest. And We have a really weird scene where he's told he has integrity that was never in question. They just kind of put it in the movie.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Yeah, it was.
That was genuinely strange.
But he had a fake Casey. Donkey Kong board, maybe. Allegedly.
Possibly. Which is why we broke into his house.
It broke his Donkey Kong board.
Gabagool.
KZ, you're up for best character.
Steve Wiebe's daughter who doesn't give a shit about all of this.
Fair. She is not interested in the perfect egg bite.
She's like 11 when this is recorded.
Yes, and she did a great job. She's like, this Guinness book thing seems pretty stupid.
Yeah, she's the perfect eye level character. I'm ordering this hot sauce.
Well, with that, we got to move on to the scene. So I'll start us off with the best scene. I feel like I can't pick the grandma calling him out now because we mentioned it twice during best character.
I thought you were going to say that because you're like, I've reserved this scene for me.
Don't worry, you can pick that. I'm sure the rest of us will think of much better scenes.
No, I'm going to go with when they just break into his house. And the Twin Galaxies guys just break into his garage.
And then his wife calmly goes, I have to go to work and my mother's here. Can you leave?
This is apparently the conversation she had.
No, she did that and they broke in after. And decided his Donkey Kong board was corrupt or not valid, and then did not elaborate in that or follow up on it at all, and then later decided it was, mysteriously.
Well, naturally, he just got a new board.
Yeah, he got a new board, because that other one broke. They didn't break it or anything, though. It just broke.
No, it just broke.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good, Twin Galaxies. Bob.
My favorite scene was when Steve Wiebe asked to see the tape of Billy Mitchell's high score.
One time viewing.
Yeah, they tell him he can only watch it. They can only show it once. He can't show Steve Wiebe.
And Steve Wiebe was obviously busy playing on his arcade machine.
Right.
While this tape is playing on the other end of the arcade.
He's like, I'm playing against a video they're doing.
I'm trying to beat a VHS.
It was the peak of insanity for this movie. It's like, is there supposed to be some sort of legitimacy to Billy Mitchell in this story? I don't see it.
Imagine if you're like, I'm going to become the ping pong world champion. And they're like, well, this guy asked us, the current champion says, we just have to project his image onto a wall. That's your opponent.
He programmed an AI and this is how it would perform against you. So we have a robot manned by his AI.
Is it a giant glowing head?
Yes.
Does it look like Billy Mitchell? And will we get sued?
No, in fact, legally, it looks nothing like Billy Mitchell
because it's giant.
It's true,
glowing.
That was confirmed by law. KZ,
fuck.
Get us away from this landmine.
It's a dangerous landmine. Favorite scene. I don't know why I like the scene in which the dude just looks like a drug addict going, we got kind of first Donkey Kong kill screen coming up. Anybody want to see this kill screen? It's over there. I'm going to go breathe on him now.
Please, not in the episode.
Highly recommend the commentary.
Oh, yeah, the
Dan
commentary
does really
cold.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a good commentary. I put in some ADR sounds that they missed in the editing of this documentary.
Mm-hmm. He was quite parched.
There's something else that I hope Dan is good at other than weird sounds is telling me his favorite scene in the movie.
It's a struggle because there are so many good scenes that are already taken and I'm trying to avoid the grandma one. You know, it feels like a crutch. I do really enjoy, as Bob said, the scene where they're like, Phil said it, we're going to break into your house. We're taking your Donkey Kong and oh no, it's broken now. Weird. That's honestly, if you had asked me before we even watched it, I would have said that was one of my favorite scenes because this is the least believable thing in this movie. so I'm going to have to take my number two favorite scene that you, if you asked me before I watched this movie, what was my favorite scene? The scene where Billy Mitchell just drives up and then drives away.
Yes. The fact he drives a minivan is just like, start making me fucking disassociate.
It's just like, Billy just hasn't shown up. I told him Steve Wiebe was here and he was supposed to come down and he hasn't showed up. And then Billy Mitchell just drives right past him and then stops long enough for the camera to show him and then drives away. That was such a dumb scene. And every time I see it, it gets dumber and dumber. Like there's, it's so dumb. He's eating in your restaurant, Billy. Can you believe him? That shit's ridiculous. I'm going to have to say that. It really stands out, you know?
I'd like to point out that Ricky's World Famous Restaurant only has a 3.5 stars on Yelp.
Oh, that's tragic. But hey, think of it this way. That's one more store that has hot sauce on Amazon.
Oh, you mean is salt water.
It's okay. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I just ordered some.
Casey, what was your least favorite scene in this movie?
The scene in which Billy Mitchell and his wife just stand around doing nothing, looking at Steve Wiebe. And then leaving.
That was really bad.
It was incredibly bad. Bob's just corpsing going, just play! Do something!
It was really bad. Yeah.
In the building, and he won't even play Donkey Kong.
Because he'll lose.
Nothing incriminating
like,
there.
It's so... Even in this movie, his fucking behavior is so obviously suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have two separate times.
The only way that looks implies, all right, he's not going to play because what if he fucks it up?
My least favorite scene absolutely has to be the videotape because it's just so infuriating. Like, it's farcical. It's so ridiculously suspicious in every way.
Yeah. Yeah, no, when they cap it off with we only show it once, and you get to see it shown, and it has, like, the giant blur marks and stuff from video. I guess because the video was copied, or, you know, maybe pieced together from other videotapes.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. It's like, he somehow had it prepared ahead of time.
Yeah. This is some score he set ages ago, supposedly.
But never publicly.
No.
And never has he gotten near that publicly.
And the video that they watched had glitches in it because it was a copy of a tape.
Mm-hmm.
And then the supposed master he sent over, apparently nobody ever saw.
Of course not.
Dan.
Least favorite scene? I'm going to have to say the montage of, you know, my brother, my friend, my husband, Steve Wiebe, really likable loser, that guy.
Yeah.
It is unrelenting. It's like 10 minutes straight of just like, he was really good at baseball and then he fucked it up in the final inning. He was really good at fucking me, but then he got limp in the final inning. He was really good at being my brother, but then he got limp in the final inning. It's just too much to deal with. And it's really beating you over the head to the point where I just started thinking about the documentary Supersize Me. It just started to feel like the last third of that documentary was just like, I'm really depressed now because I ate a cheeseburger and now my dick doesn't work.
God.
Just made me think of that. Just made me think of that. It was really bad. And upon revisiting, that's the part of the documentary I didn't expect to do any damage to me, but did the most soul damage.
Bob, lead us out. What's the worst scene in this?
The scene where Twin Galaxies man goes into the back room to his laptop to enter in the top scores.
He's like, okay, we're going to enter the internet.
we just got off the internet. We have a new high score.
It just is so, it comes off as so farcical.
Yeah.
Like they literally just finished the scene where he updates the score for Steve's that was performed on machine in store.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes and gets the tape and what does this?
He's like, oh, this tape's really good. Okay, buy old score. Let me just update this. It's like, this is the dumbest shit.
One time viewing of that tape.
Yeah. And then it was ejected into space.
I didn't remember that. So just seeing that and going, Dude, they just have fucking a one-time viewing on the tape. Like, he can't see it.
I'm very excited for this hot sauce. It has to be better than this documentary.
Are we done?
Right? It's got to be better than this documentary.
Yes, it's time for our final thoughts.
My final thought is I hope this hot sauce is better than this documentary.
Not That's going it. To be. You know it is.
It's got a dude, it's got cayenne in it, allegedly. So
it's gonna be water and vinegar.
Yeah, but it's got cayenne in it, allegedly. So it's gotta be better than this documentary.
In Red 40.
Could you imagine a hot sauce died with Red 40?
I'm bummed out. I remember thinking this was all right when I saw it over a decade ago, but no, not at all.
Yeah, that's when I watched it too, and I thought it was okay.
I'm still just astonished that it's so blatant. Like, so completely
yeah,
obvious.
That's what hurts.
Yeah, I can't believe anyone even thought for a moment that this guy wasn't phony.
One time viewing! Video glitches on it because it's a copy.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to drive into the store where he's doing the deciding the score, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to touch a machine.
No. He's too good.
There is no footage of Billy Mitchell playing a video game in this documentary.
Where he's the arch nemesis who's good at playing video games.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's insane, yeah.
Billy Mitchell is good for Twin Galaxies and video gaming is a hobby.
They don't even... It feels like he's like, hey, Billy Mitchell, can you, like, play for the video so we just don't have nothing? No.
Why would I do that?
But, you know, you couldn't program a computer to play better than Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, you couldn't program a game to play itself better than Billy Mitchell played that game. It is some Bill Brasky tier shit. It really is.
The rivalry between these two is among the greatest. The Yankees and Red Sox. Heckle and Jekyll. That's a quote from Walter Day from this film.
That about wrap it up. Do we have anything else to say allegedly about Billy Mitchell?
I'll just quote Billy Mitchell with, but competitive gaming, when you want to attach a name to a world record, when you want your name written into history, you have to pay the price.
Can I mention how they said that only 5 games in the world were worth having records on?
Yeah, you can mention that because that made me cackle.
It was Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Centipede.
And then who even knows?
Yeah, I don't
Probably
know.
Galaga. I'm going to guess, because I didn't pay
and I
attention.
Think Q-Bert.
Q-Bert.
What a joke.
Billy Mitchell's other quote, no matter what I say, it draws controversy. It's sort of like the abortion issue.
Oh,
that's okay. True. He said that. We need to leave.
Have a good one, everyone.
Oh,
bye.
Oh, don't forget the part where he said he always makes his initials on the machines USA.
Goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.